نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. We ask all the brothers kindly don't pray or sit in the reception area. You're blocking the way. Half of the mosque is free and empty spaces here. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. With no doubt that most of you, if it's not all of you, already heard the news in the past few days concerning the shooting that took place in Virginia Tech or Blacksburg, West Virginia. And I would like to take the opportunity today to remind myself as well as the Muslims here and those who hear me over the internet with few things related to the killing of innocent people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the soul of the human being sacred and deserve to be respected. And if there is no just cause for this soul to be killed or taken, that is a serious sin. And when we say a just cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all mankind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one state when such a soul can be taken. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one can tell us what is just cause. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. This is one single statement out of many statements in Quran and Hadith to show you how sacred is the soul of a human being. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 5, verse number 32, Allah said that whosoever kill a soul without a just cause, seeking mischief in the earth, he considered by killing a single soul as if he killed all mankind. Killing one person, you are not killing one person, you are killing all mankind. You are setting a bad example, and you are encouraging and giving a bad example for others to follow your footsteps. من قتل نفسا بغير نفس. This person, he never killed your father or a relative to you. He did not kill somebody to deserve to be killed. So whosoever killed his soul without his soul being killed. So you are not taking this as a pisas or retribution from what he did to you. But you kill it for a selfish reason, without a just cause from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah saying you are considered not a killer for one single soul, you are a killer of all mankind. It is very serious. Allah created life. Allah gave us a soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one can determine when is the soul to be taken by another human being. I remind myself as well as my brothers and sisters, I remind today every Muslim to understand if this is soul is a Muslim soul or a kafir soul. You have no right to transgress the limits of Allah and to take this soul without a just cause. And just cause to be verified by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this incident took place a few days ago, and left at least 30 or 33 people dead, and how many wounded. We like to remind ourselves with death, and death is not too far from me or you. You don't know where death will meet you. You're going to be in the aeroplane, or you're going to be on the ground in your car, or you're going to be on the campus to try to get your degree. Allah is saying, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. Every soul will die. And He's telling us, أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you're going to be, death will reach to you. Even if you are in a strong shelters. So what does this mean, brothers and sisters? You can be walking in the campus. You can be walking in your own house and your apartment. You can be sitting in the mosque, and this will come and take over you. This teaches us that we have to prepare ourselves, that we have to always have iman and righteous deed. So whenever this comes to us, that we are in the best way to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this comes to you, you are not going to say, please give me a chance to make 2 rak'at. Please give me 5 minutes to make a tawbah. Please give me some time so I can give in charity. Brothers and sisters, death is so close to us, more than our shoelaces. But due to the fact that we live in this dunya, surrounding with all this temptation, sometimes we neglect and sometimes we forget. But you can be in the best time, sitting eating your best meal. You can be playing or dancing or whatever, and this will come and reach to you. So prepare yourself. of the things that I would like to say with this incident, that we need to learn to believe in the Qadr of Allah. The faith, the predestination, and to accept whatever Allah gives us. If Allah made you black, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with black. If Allah make you white, nothing wrong with white, alhamdulillah. If Allah makes you a male, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong to be a male. If Allah makes you a female, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong to be a female. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you rich, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong to be rich. If Allah make you poor, there is nothing wrong to be poor. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a poor man. There is nothing wrong. تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Be content and satisfied and happy with whatever Allah has divided for you. It is a share. It is like a piece of cake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the divider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ti, the one who divides and the one who gives. So whatever share Allah gives you, say alhamdulillah. Be content. Don't be jealous. Don't carry any message in your heart for the rich because you are poor. Don't carry any message in your heart against a white because you are black. Don't carry any message in your heart because you are a male, not a female, or you are a female or not a male. Don't carry any message against the people who are tall because they are short, because this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn that Allah is the creator. Allah is al-mu'ti and Allah is al-mani'. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Don't hope for what Allah has excelled one of you over the other. This is the way and the design of Allah in this life. He has excelled some of others over others, and some cities over cities, and some towns and some nights and some days over than others. This is the way of Allah. You're going to make yourself a partner beside Allah. You're going to make recommendations to Allah. Allah said, don't hope and try to get what others got. And Allah said, وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. But seek Allah's bounty. If you are poor, you want to be rich, ask Allah to give you money. The same way He gave him chain of gold, give him Mercedes, and He did not give you except a bike, He can give you a Mercedes. وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Ask Allah. But don't carry animosity towards the rich people, because they are rich and you are poor. Don't carry any message against the white because you are Spanish and you do not fit in this community. Patient. Dunya is not everything. Dunya is not the only share. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the last and the last life is much, much, much better than the first one. We are only here in the first stage to be tested. But everything is saved for you as a result of your belief in Allah, in His Qadr, and your patience with the Qadr of Allah has been reserved for you. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. Life, this temporary life, is Jannah, is heaven, is paradise of the disbeliever, and the jail house of the believer. This is the problem when the kuffar transgress. They don't believe in Allah. They don't believe in the Qadr. They don't know how to be patient. So now we have animosity against those who have better or have more. Now what is the solution? Let me go and kill the people. This is not right. This is not right. If you want Jannah, you can get it in this dunya, no Jannah for you in the hereafter. If you want to be patient and you will be here like a prisoner, you will get the real Jannah in the hereafter. So brothers and sisters, what happened this past week is a sad, very sad. And every Muslim and non-Muslim been saddened by what happened. Young boys in girls, they did not even finish their college. Young ages, 23 years old, average of those who did. Youth, beauty, all these things. Why? It's because we are not believing in Allah. We are not believing in the hereafter. Our concentration and our focus became about this dunya and who has and who don't have. This is very dangerous. We as Muslims, we honor and respect the soul and the life of every living thing. And we are happy and content with whatever Allah gives us. And if we think that we have little, we raise our hands in dua and we pray and ask Allah to give us. We don't steal, we don't gamble, we don't snatch it from others, neither we go and condemn or kill others because they have better than us. Allah testing us by different means, by this different status, social, money, wealth, children, everything, nothing but test. And the cure and the medicine. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, look to those who have less than you. Don't look to those who have more than you. So you be able to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Now I want to get you to something that I received in my email, and the way how it started, say breaking news 4:15:07. And when you hear about this breaking news, something must be very, very serious. Yes, my brothers, it is very, very serious. But the problem that some people read from right to left, and others they will read the same thing from left to right. Now let me tell you how I read this email. The breaking news it talks about, and this is sent from one of so-called mother organizations of Muslims, who supposed to be defending the Muslims and the rights of the Muslims. Really, I don't know if it's a self-defense or destruction of Islam. The breaking news is talking about Canadian Muslim girls banned from karate tournament over hijab. Now we heard it in English, and if it's written you will read it like this. Now let me tell you how I read it. I'm sorry. Forget about Islam. This is what tells you. Don't ever think what Islam say, but think about that some Canadian teenage girls been deprived their right, their equal rights. Now a Muslim leading organization telling me that females, Muslims, been prevented out of karate torment because of hijab. When you read the whole thing, was not even hijab, it's a scarf. How a Muslim woman on a teenage girl, and there are five of them, became part of a karate class, taekwondo. Of course, she's not wearing a skirt, she's wearing a pants. Do you know what you do? The very thing to your teacher when you come to the class and before you start, you need to bow down. Even if you're Muslim. 90% of what I know from teachers, Muslims. Before you start, you're going to have to give their greeting and you have to prostrate with your head. How a Muslim, male or female, going to prostrate to some other than Allah? No, don't talk about it. How a Muslim girl, a teenage, going to participate in a karate when the teacher tell her, you practice with this guy or you practice with this girl? She don't have a choice. It's fine, we can touch. I can even knock him down and sit on his chest because I'm learning self-defense. Forget about Islam now. We need to be equal with others. We need to be like others. We need to learn sports. I want to ask you a question, Mr. or Mrs. or such mother organization defends the Muslims. The Sahaba women who had to leave their houses in time of danger, that because their country or their relation been attacked and they participate in jihad, not in atonement, where they been trained? There's no training. With no training, when something comes serious, Allah gives you something in your body will make you move, you're going to do something, you're going to defend. Forget about, I've been in taekwondo before, okay? All these things is nothing but movements and things like this. When it comes serious, most of these people who go and you see geeky and kicking and side kicking, when it comes to fighting in the streets, they don't know how to do any of this stuff. Fighting in the streets is a different story. So Sahaba women, they've been trained before? No. Did they go in the battlefield? Yes. Has he been allowed to go and shoot and take a man and break his neck? Our problem that we've been led by many Muslim, so-called Muslim organization, that most of them, they don't know Islam. But they lead in Muslims. And we have the new generation, they follow them without even thinking or talking. How a teenage girls will forget? No, don't talk about anything. Let's talk. It's because she has a hijab. She's been out of the atonement. Or it's not even was practicing class. She's going to display herself in front of hundreds of people, Muslims and non-Muslim. She's going to do her best. She's going to be shouting. She's going to be kicking. She's going to be doing everything so she can be a winner. Is this Islam? So this is the way how I read. You may read different from me. They will give you the breaking news that look how Muslims in Canada and America been deprived from their equality, justice, fairness, but they don't say. Why they don't say the breaking news to the five Canadian girls and say, وَقُمْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. No. And stay in your houses and don't display your beauty like the time of Jahiliyyah before. We have a modern Jahiliyyah and now we've been candy-coated things. So Jahiliyyah became Islam to many Muslims nowadays. It's so serious. You killing my Islam to save my body. What you going to do with my body after you kill?